Well, thank you everyone for coming over this afternoon, because I just wanted to let you know about some of the things that have been happening and about what I reckon I've seen God doing. So you might remember a couple of weeks ago, this amazing person was in town and he was doing some teaching at the synagogue. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in a second. Because each week, you know, we go to the temple to worship God. And we love it. In fact, the Sabbath is my favorite day of the week. It's a day we get to rest from our work. And we love to come together at the temple where we can share with those people who also have our Jewish faith and value our traditions as well. As I said, it's my favorite day of the week. And I love going along with my husband and my children because I feel that my children are being taught about our Jewish traditions, just as our forefathers instructed us to do. But if I'm really honest, what I do love most is actually getting together with my friends. Because often during the week, I don't get to see them, only at the marketplace. So it's a good chance for us to get together. Well, on this particular day, we were all there. And you know what? We are a mixed bag of people. We're from all different walks of life, all sorts of people, all different ages. Yet we're connected by and unified by our faith in God. That always brings us together. Well, this particular day, it started off pretty, I guess, ordinary. And all of a sudden, it went from ordinary to extraordinary. So, you know, Jesus, the teacher that I just referred to before, you know, the one everyone's been talking about, he's from Nazareth. Although some would say not much good comes from Nazareth. Well, he was at our temple teaching. I couldn't believe it. And I was intrigued by what he had to say. It was quite captivating. It's as if he spoke with someone with incredible wisdom and a real sense of authority. You know, in private circles, people are suggesting that he could be the Messiah. But I'm not so sure. So we're all there. Someone has read from the scriptures. The musicians have played. We've enjoyed singing the old songs, some of them from David. And then, as usual, she's late. The woman who is bent double appears at the door. She always comes alone. There's never any family or friends to share the journey of walking the mile and a half to the temple with. She's always by herself. Someone should come with her each week, at least give her some company. And her back is bent, double, literally. It's like the bones have been fused together and she simply just cannot straighten up. And she has to walk around on her hands like this to get around. It's really difficult to watch. And we kind of all just turn away when we see her. We feel very sorry for her though. And I've heard on the grapevine that she has spent a lot of money going to different physicians trying to get some treatment, but clearly no one's been able to help her. She's still bent double after all this time. You know, some people are really unkind, and some actually say She's being punished for things she's done wrong in the past, and that's why she's bent over like this. And then other people say, well, actually, she has an evil spirit in her. But I don't think so. Because when I've caught her eyes, she seems kind and gentle. Certainly nothing like someone filled with an evil spirit. Not like that guy called Legion. Nothing like him at all. I just think she's just unlucky. She has this physical condition, kind of like how one of my sons basically can hardly see. It's kind of like that in some ways. And I'm probably ashamed to tell you today that I've actually never spoken to her. I've also been coming along to the temple here for maybe 20 years. And for 18 of those, she has been bent double like this. She wasn't always like this. I've never, ever spoken to her. In fact, I don't even know her name. But I cannot believe how faithful she is. You see, she never stops coming along to worship at the temple. She is literally unwavering in her faith and her worship of God. I mean, for 18 years, she's continued to come along when she is bent double like this. I mean, why bother? I don't know that I would have kept coming along for 18 years if I was like that. 18 years of living in pain and agony. 18 years of having a position of shame in society where she is dependent upon other people to provide food for her, shelter, finances, because she clearly can't have an income from making money in any way. 18 years of never being able to stand and look someone in the eye. 18 years of being an outcast. Why would you bother? But I guess coming to worship must have brought her incredible hope. Hope that the God that she's worshiping, that I worship, that I follow, would see her prayers, would see her in her condition and restore her. But truly, 18 years, I'm not so sure. But she never hid away. And you know what? I never saw her become bitter or resentful or nasty or mean or with any kind of bad attitude. Not like my mother-in-law. That never seemed to happen to her. So although she never hid away on the outskirts to a certain degree, she was completely and utterly ignored. But this day, she was not ignored. So Jesus was here in our temple. He was teaching. We were intrigued by what he had to say. And the lady who is bent double appears at the back of the temple, looking to see where she should place herself, trying not to draw attention to herself. And Jesus stops mid-sentence, and his eyes gaze upon the woman who is bent double, and he is clearly distressed by her condition. And he doesn't seem at all bothered that he has been interrupted in his teaching mid-sentence, not like our regular rabbi who gives me a death stare anytime one of my kids makes a noise. But for Jesus, it's different. And then he did something that I just did not like at all. He called out to the woman and asked her to come to the front of the temple. Why would he do that? Why would he call her out and publicly expose her and draw attention to her? I mean, she doesn't want to be seen. And here Jesus is saying, come on out the front by yourself so everyone can gawk at you. I mean, really, shouldn't Jesus go to her? How dare he do that? But she starts to make her way down the front. And with silent eyes, we all watch as her cruelly warped body struggles down right to the front of the temple. We are literally silent. Even the babies are not making a sound. We cannot believe what's just happened and what might be happening right now. But let me tell you, it is amazing. She makes her way down the front. And then Jesus kneels down to her level and looks her directly in the eye. And let me tell you, it is a look of the purest love and compassion that I have ever seen. And he says to her with a smile, as she gazes up at him, hope in her eyes, fear perhaps, and he says to her, woman, you are healed of your sickness. And then the most amazing thing happens. She literally stands up. Her back is straight. It's as if she was never bent double. She couldn't believe it. She's bending in all sorts of unusual ways. She couldn't believe what had happened. Let me tell you, the temple is still silent. We are stunned. We are shocked. Our mouths are hanging open and our eyes are like darting around the room at each other saying, did we actually just see this? Did this really just happen? Did we just witness a miracle? Because although we were silent, the woman who was bent double was not silent. She could not believe what had happened, this transformation. And she began leaping around the front of the temple. She began offering praise and thanks to God. She was heaping it completely on Jesus over and over again. And really, who could blame her? And it just kind of started this spontaneous response from the rest of us. The musicians got on their instruments and broke out into song, and all the kids ran down to the front and started touching her. They couldn't believe that she had miraculously been healed. We all came out from our seats and we all gathered round Jesus and the woman, and we gave thanks and praise to God for what he had done in that minute. The woman who had been bent double for 18 years could now straighten up. Oh, it was amazing. My heart still beats so quickly when I think about it. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you all at my place this afternoon was because I wanted to tell you how this miracle that I witnessed has impacted me. I've been thinking about this woman's faithfulness and how for 18 years she kept coming along to the temple. And I guess her faith in God made her convinced that it was God who was the source of her healing that day. And it was God's power at work in Jesus that brought that healing to her life. Praise God. And then I was wondering about why Jesus called her out in front of everyone, because let me tell you, it really troubled me that he did that. And I guess what Jesus did that day was he wanted to make sure that the woman who was bent double was restored publicly, because public restoration was going to equal public inclusion in the community. Oh, Jesus, he was so strategic. You see, he wasn't just concerned about her physical well-being. He wanted to bring healing to her socially as well. What a future this woman suddenly had before her. A life relegated to the fringes and to the sidelines. No hope for the future. All the dreams that she might have had for her life were never going to be realized, and now they potentially could be. Her mind was just blown away with what God could do. Oh, it was amazing. But I wanted to let you know that Jesus transformed that woman that day. But not only did he transform that woman, he also transformed my life. He transformed my husband, he's transformed my family, and he's pretty much transformed everyone who was at the temple that day. You see, in the last couple of weeks, that's why you haven't seen me very much, is because I've literally been following Jesus around, because I can't get enough of his teaching. Oh, it's powerful. I've become captivated by everything he has to say, and I want to soak up every last bit of what he's got to say. And you see, I have been one of those women who have gone around with Jesus and helped him and his disciples out in any way I could to get the message and his teaching out there more. I've been doing meals. But most of all, I've been listening to his teaching. And just this week, I was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening again to what he had to say, absorbed by it. And I said to Jesus, you know, remember that woman that was bent double the other day that you healed? And I said, you know, I'm going to need you to bring that healing to my life as well, because I am also bent. It's just that people can't see what's inside of me. They could easily see what was wrong with her on the outside. But I am gossipy. I am judgy. I am unkind. And often I've ignored people who were on the fringe. And just as Jesus looked at the woman who was bent double, he looked into my eyes. He straightened me up too. He healed me. He transformed me and has filled me with this love for other people that I've never had before. And he's continuing to transform me. Even my husband can tell I'm different. My mother-in-law even commented. Oh, it has been one of the most amazing things. And I wanted you to know about it firsthand from me. Because sometimes we hear these stories from other people, but when you hear about it from someone you know, it literally can transform your life. Because I want to really, for the rest of my life, give my life over to being like Jesus, to walking like him, to talking like him, to loving like him, and to doing whatever I can to help him be able to transform the lives of others, as he's transformed the woman who was bent double, as he's transformed my life. I want to tell you today, oh, he wants to transform your life as well. In a science fiction trilogy by C.S. Lewis, the hero in the story is trying to settle upon a word to describe sin. And in the end, he settles on the word bent. Bent meaning misshapen, not for God's or its intended purpose. Not fulfilling everything it could be because it's out of shape. I want to tell you today, and you know this in yourself, every single one of us in this room is bent. We are all a little out of shape and not always fulfilling the intended purpose that God has for each of us. Perhaps some of you are walking around with your head down, like the woman who was bent double, ashamed, disappointed, and you feel unable to straighten your back because you're so weighed over by perhaps sin in your life or shame or circumstances that have presented themselves to you. Well, I want to say to you, if that's you today, Jesus wants to straighten you up. Or perhaps you've been praying prayers of desperation for 18 years and you're almost at the point of wanting to give up. How can God still see me when I've been praying this prayer for so long? Well, let me tell you, the story of the woman who was bent double tells us God sees our prayers. He sees us when we're desperate, and He's longing to straighten us up and to restore us. Or perhaps you're like the woman who was bent double in another way. Perhaps you have a handicap, an illness, a sickness, a disease, a disorder. Perhaps it's on the inside that no one else can see. And you are feeling weighed down by that. You are feeling bent over. Oh, I want to tell you today, Jesus wants to straighten you up. He wants to put your shoulders back. And He wants you to live the way that He has planned for you, for your intended purpose. I want to invite the band to join me this morning on the platform. I particularly wondered today if there are people who need healing here. There's something in your life, a physical thing, mental thing, spiritual, relational, I don't know. You know your needs. I want to invite you to come forward today. I ask Wally to come forward right now and be available if people would like to come to him for prayer. There might be other people who would like to come forward. I don't know what your need is. But I invite you today, take hold of Jesus' invitation for you to be straightened up.